A limited confession. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
I can only say I was satisfied by the answers.
That's how Oprah describes her Lance Armstrong interview, which a source now describes to CBS as at least a limited confession, whatever that means. An interview about a guy who lied had better live up to its own hype, right?
Oprah gets the truth after more than a decade of denial.
Whatever he confesses to, Armstrong's defenders will say it was either take the needle or get out of the sport. He had no choice. But there were some who took the other road.
This is a huge message for clean athletes and clean athletics that it does matter.
Scott Mercier made the U.S. Postal Service team in 1997, but when he saw the drugs laid out before him, he said no way and abandoned his dream. I asked him if he felt cheated.
The cost to me is I never got to race another Olympic Games. I never did the Tour de France. I prematurely ended my career. But I also still have my integrity, and I can look my children in the eye and say it matters.
Mercier says the reason Armstrong gave in was simple, the money. He's reported to be worth $100 million.
My wife said to me about 4 months ago, as this whole story was breaking, she said, honey, aren't you glad you're not coming home and sitting down with our son and daughter and telling them that you're a lying fraud?
So instead, he lives, like most of us, out of the spotlight, but pretty happy.
I'm a financial advisor in Western Colorado, and I own a couple of Carl's Jr. restaurants.
And maybe one day, if Lance needs an honest financial advisor, they could sit down over that new jalapeno turkey burger. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.